You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Climate change is real, and if we don't act now, then we're going to be in a whole lot of trouble. With the Earth's surface's temperatures rising, getting hotter, and so are the sea levels, well, the issue has simply been accelerated day by day. So what are we going to do about it? Well, the School Strike for Climate is a movement solely supported by high school students and university students alike, looking to tackle this issue in Aotearoa head-on. Already the group has been campaigning for recognition from the government, with the strikes happening nationwide on the 15th of March. Raven Mader, one of the organisers of the group, talked to me about how the movement started and the impact that it's having across the country.
So basically, last year, there's a 16-year-old student from Sweden, who's called Greta, and she basically began striking outside of her parliament, I think every Friday, to demand action on climate change. And basically it got like a whole lot of international attention and sparked this international movement of young people. And it's kind of swept across Australia and Europe and has mobilised like tens of thousands of young people to walk out of school and strike for the climate. Mm-hmm. And so they've set this International Day of Action, and now it's going to happen in New Zealand as well, so we're going to stand in solidarity with young people around the world. And that's basically what the movement is, and I'm sure it'll continue to grow and evolve.
Awesome. Yeah, that sounds really good. I guess I also want to ask, Raven, what was the kind of motive? Why did you want to get behind this, and who also is supporting you in this?
Awesome. So, full disclosure, I'm not a high school student. I'm actually at university.
Yes,
and
yeah.
As you probably know, yeah. And but basically, I've been like super inspired by the youth movement across the world. And it's just amazing to see like these high school and sometimes even primary school students getting up and like really standing up for their future. And they're really just amazingly well-spoken about the issue and truly deeply care and are ready for change. And I guess that was just like super inspiring to me. And when I heard that it was this International Day was happening, I really wanted to support the movement growing here in New Zealand. So I was contacted by a group of high school students that wanted me to support, because I've been sort of working on similar stuff for the last few years. Mm-hmm. And was involved myself in similar stuff at high school. And so I just wanted to throw my support and experience behind them and really make sure that it took off in New Zealand. And it's been an amazing experience working with them. They're just like incredibly inspiring to me. So that's why I got involved. And a lot of other university students, particularly in Wellington and I think Auckland as well, are really like blown away by it as well. And so are going to throw their support behind them on the day as well.
That's fantastic. So yeah, I see you guys are already on social media. You've mm-hmm. had interviews and other things. Have there been any other initiatives that you're doing? What are you kind of working towards?
So it's kind of evolving every day. It's been amazing, the support that we've received so far. We've been contacted by heaps of, you know, like teachers and parents, mm-hmm. and also like adult climate action groups across the country that really want to support what we're doing. And yes, I'm sure that it will continue to grow, and like is basically kicking off a movement here in Aotearoa, and also like an international movement. Like a lot of the young people in my group are also in contact with young people around the world that are organizing the same actions in
wow.
their countries. So
yeah.
I actually think that it will continue to change, and I'm not really sure like where it will end, hopefully with some tangible action on climate change, I think. So
yeah.
we have some pretty clear demands of the government mm-hmm. that we want them to do everything in their power to limit warming to 1.5 degrees as mm-hmm. per the Paris Agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And in New Zealand, that looks like stopping all exploration for oil and gas and fossil fuels.
Right.
And it also looks like regulating our agricultural emissions. So yeah, we're clear with those demands. We hope the government will listen, and we will continue to see more support flowing in like through the coming weeks, I'm sure.
Yes, it's a really clear initiative. I guess what I want to ask next is, why do you think this is such an important issue for high schoolers and
yeah.
students to get involved with?
So I think, to put it really simply, it's our future. And the people that are in power at the moment, many of them won't see the worst effects of climate change, and it's actually our generation and the younger generations that will inherit that burden. And so I guess, like, you know, the IPCC report that came out last year makes it very clear that we've got under 12 years to limit warming and transition to a zero carbon economy if we want to actually avoid runaway climate change and all the catastrophic impacts that would come with it.
Wow.
And it's our generation that will impact those consequences if the leaders of today don't take action. So I think that's why a lot of young people truly deeply care about this issue. And are ready to stand up and demand action from our leaders, because actually we deserve to inherit a planet that is livable for us and our children. And that's pretty much the main motive behind it. Like, I think a lot of young people across the world are starting to realize that we're the ones that will inherit the mess. So we better start putting pressure on our leaders to take action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, so you've told us about the school strike for climate. You've said the motives, what you want to get behind. Mm-hmm. I guess what I want to ask now is, what are the ways that people, you know, students can get involved and back this initiative?
Awesome. So currently we have actions that are being organised all around the country. We've got a Facebook page that's School Strike for Climate NZ, four being the number four. And you can look that up on Facebook. You can look at all of the events we've currently got planned. We've got some in Russell, Kapiti, Wellington, Auckland, Dunedin, Nelson, Christchurch, just to name a few. But there are new ones being organised every single day.
Yeah.
So if you're in any one of those cities, please go on Facebook, join the event, share it among your friends and family, talk to your teachers about it. If you're a uni student, go and support the students. We're all students are all going to inherit this planet, and we all have to work together to make sure that we're inheriting a livable planet. So, we're open to all allies joining us, whether that be older students, younger students, parents, teachers, general public. You can find out all the event details in Auckland. It's going to be at 12 midday at Aotea Square. So if you're in Auckland, head along to that.
Is that on the 15th of March?
All on the 15th of March.
Cool.
So, internationally, there'll be actions across the world on the 15th of March. And if someone's listening that's in a place where there isn't currently one planned, then please feel free to organise your own and get in contact with us. We've got heaps of resources to support you. We want to see more happening, and we're there to support you if you want to do something on that day. So, yeah, we'd love everyone to get involved. We're really excited.
Great. Hey, thank you very much, Raven. Really appreciate you taking the time and telling me about that. That's an awesome initiative, and I'm definitely one to get behind that.
Awesome.
Cool.
Great.
Good to hear from you, and take it easy, eh?
Thank you so much.
No
All
worries.
Right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Can anyone explain why the modern-day whales are so big?
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.